Both pipelines have the green light from federal regulators, but before construction can begin, they need approval from the State Water Control Board, 7 citizen members appointed by the governor. The board will decide if the pipelines can be built without harming Virginia's waterways. Anne Wren is with the Department of Environmental Quality.
Is there reasonable assurance that through this process and this additional certification that water quality standards will not be violated and water quality will be protected?
They vote on the Mountain Valley Pipeline Thursday, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline the week after. Before each vote, they'll take public comment and then hear a recommendation from Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality. Wren is spokeswoman for that agency. She says they've spent 2 years reviewing concerns and developing conditions for the water certificates.
I mean, so what's the likelihood the agency will go in front of the board and say, this list of requirements that we drew up, we don't think it's adequate?
I don't think that's going to happen.
DEQ also has to approve plans for how the energy companies will manage soil erosion before construction can begin. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.